morning. Our current study is concerning the light curve and orbital period analysis for an eclipse in binary, namely 80 PEG. The aims of the present study is accurate light curve determination, common and absolute parameters, investigation for tertiary components in the system, interpretation of the orbital period changes. We also search the system for pulsations. We observe the system with a 20-centimeter Newtonian telescope in the University of the Observatory of Athens. We used Phoebe, you know, everyone knows Phoebe, and the information from the literature for spectroscopic noise ratio and temperature of the components. Here you can see the fitting on the light curves, the 3D model of the system, and below this figure you can see some of the absolute parameters of the components, and the components placed in the mass ratios diagram. The orbital period analysis, or minus diagram analysis better, consists of two parts. We fit parabola and later function, which you can see it with the red line, which is the sum of the assumed functions, Lita and parabola together. The lower part of the figure, you can see the residuals after providing the solution. Finally, you can see the Lita solution alone on the data. Concluding, this is a conventional semi-detached system with a secondary component filling its raw slope. No pulsations were detecting the light curve residuals. A third light of about 7% was traced in the light curve. And the third body with a mass of 0.6 solar masses was also found from the Hohmannian analysis, but its mass, it's not, it cannot explain that the additional light contribution. The orbital period secular changes are probably caused by more than one mechanism, seeing its curvature its opposite to the one expected. So, mass loss in the system and or systemic angular momentum loss probably superimpose the mass transfer procedure.